The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Christian Taylor Wilkinson, Chief Executive Officer of Altona Rare Earths, as ANR ticker. Christian, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Good to speak to you.
Yeah, you've announced today exploration drilling has started at your Monte Moambe project in northwest Mozambique. So before we get into that, as always, Christian, if you could explain for people what Altona is all about.
Yeah, of course. Altona is a mining exploration company, and we are focusing on rare earth metals in Africa. We have our first project, which is the Monte Moambe project, which you just mentioned. That's in northwest Mozambique, which we acquired in June. And we started drilling the end of last week. So within sort of 3 or 4 months, we've got everything in order, galvanized, teams in place, funding in place, and we started drilling. So I think we're making fairly quick progress.
Yeah, exactly. And explain, if you could, then, what are you doing there specifically, and what are you hoping to achieve?
Yeah, so the program for this initial drilling is just to test the previous exploration, which was done in 2010 to 2012. The company that was looking at that time weren't looking for rare earths, they were looking for fluorite. So there's some overlap of what we're looking for, and we've identified six zones, I think two of which will be overlaps, four of which will be new zones. And we're going to be sinking about 40 holes in total, drilling about 3,000 meters in a combination of reverse circulation drilling, which pulls small chips and soil out of the earth so we can look at samples. And then more importantly, we're going to be doing four diamond drilling holes. The diamond drilling holes are the ones that produce the big long cores, which you then divide up into 1 meter sections and send off for analysis. So we started with the diamond drilling on the first hole last week, and the cores have already been pulled out of the ground, and we're going to be posting photographs and videos on our website in the next couple of days so shareholders can have a look at the progress we're making. And I think regarding the videos I've made, it's sort of tongue-in-cheek, but I think it wasn't supposed to be tongue-in-cheek, but the realities and the remoteness of where we're drilling, the videos are, it's more about giving shareholders a snapshot of the remoteness and I guess the harsh realities of mining in the bush in Africa. So I'm hoping shareholders will see, you know, we're not just driving down the road and saying, oh, that looks like a good place, let's start drilling there. This is literally in the middle of nowhere, no electricity, no running water. So we've had to adapt and build all these things ourselves before we've been able to start.
Yeah. And you got cash for this?
We have got cash for this. We completed the placing in September. We raised £1.25 million. We're also looking to, fingers crossed, complete the LSE listing in the next, let's say, 45 days, by the end of November at least. I know I mentioned it before and I thought it was going to be October, so I think it's going to be the end of November. We've just submitted the final prospectus to the FCA, hoping to get their answer by the end of this week, if they're on schedule. Obviously, there are delays sometimes with the FCA. The people are, a lot of companies are trying to list on the stock market at the moment. So once we get this acknowledgement from the FCA to go, then we'll be able to deliver a firm date to the market, and then shareholders can work towards that date. But the plan would be to raise up to maybe another £2 million. We're fully funded for Monte Moambe for phases one and two, but whilst I was in Africa for the last couple of weeks, we also met with the team who own the Chambe Rare Earths project in Malawi, Akaswiri Mineral Resources. So we had 3 days with those guys, and the meetings went well. So fingers crossed, we might be able to convert the MOU, which has now been in place since July 2020. We might be able to convert that into a joint venture agreement, which is certainly part of the strategy that we're heading at, because as we've always said, we're looking to acquire multiple rare earth projects, some of the sort of carbonatite hard rock projects, which Monte Moambe is, but then also one or two ionic clay absorption projects, of which Chambay Basin is expected to be as well.
And the results of these drills in exploration targets here, timeline wise, how soon do you hope to get some results from it?
In Africa, the vagaries of the rainy season, which starts at the end of November. So whilst I was there, literally in the 3 or 4 days I was there, you saw the difference between a very dry, balmy, windless day to the last day I was there. The winds picked up, and our chief operating officer, Cedric Simone, he actually stayed on until yesterday. And he sent me a couple of more videos, and the wind is now howling. So instead of beautiful, clear blue skies, the clouds are already building, and we're only in mid-October. So we'll drill as long as we can. I said we've got 40 holes to drill. If we can get it completed before the end of November, fantastic. We can start sending the samples off to be assayed. If we don't complete it, we're going to have to come back again after the rainy season finishes, which will be in, I think, the end of February. So, it could be 6 months, it could be 9 months. The analysis of the samples is expected to take 3 months. So from the end of drilling, that's what it is. So shorter time frame would be March. Longest time frame possibly might be next June.
Marvellous stuff. Okay, Christian, well, listen, people are listening to the sound of this and the progress you're making, they're liking it, but are not yet following the story. Give them those three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add you to their watch list, please.
Of course. Altona's early stage. We've got our first project. Hopefully we'll get our hands on a second project. And within 6 to 9 months, we're going to be being able to publish a resource estimate, which will give our first true valuation of what the company's worth. We're in the rare earth sector, which is incredibly in demand at the moment. Lots more news coming out of America. They're trying to get hold of alternative sources for these rare earth metals to be put into all sorts of sort of future and green industries to take the stranglehold which China currently has on the world, to take it into their own countries to protect the supply line, I suppose, for electric vehicles, etc. And thirdly, we are fully funded and hope to bring in some more cash as well. So I think we just removed the risk from what we're trying to do, which from a mining exploration company is all it's about, really, isn't it? It's to have the funding and to have the projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, marvellous stuff. Christian, good to chat to you, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Cheers. Thanks, Sam. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.